It's Saturday, October 1st, 2016, and this is The Beacon. October the 1st.
Wow.
She's Lainey Kleeman.
I am.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing better. Hey, I could sit up, take nourishment, make a fist.
You know what? That's more than you were able to say not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
We will count our blessings.
You better believe it. Yeah. You better believe it.
Yep.
We were into the doctor the other day, and everything's clean bill of health.
I know.
So we look Katie by the door. I'm in my fighting mode again.
That's great. And now you have to go in for yearly checkups.
Just like with a car,
Yes, so. Get a little tune-up. Nothing wrong with that.
We'll
keeps
be
us running.
Yeah, that's it. We'll be back on the road again. What's new with you?
Celebrated a birthday this week. I'm officially in my 40s.
Are you?
In my 40s.
In your 40s?
I can't believe it.
What are you, 48 now?
Shut 45? Up. You better bite your tongue, mister. Although I went to I was interpreting at a college the other day, and I realized this is why I don't like interpreting at colleges. So I was interpreting for my client, and one of the students sitting next to him leaned over to him and said, who is that? Is that your mom? Talking about me.
Oh, doesn't that just kind of...
It does,
put a dagger through your heart.
It does. And initially, I'm like, how dare you, madam? But then you know what? I am old. If I had a child when I was 20 or 22,
your child would be 20.
I would have a college-age child.
Yes, you would.
So, you know, she's not off base. I just like to think that I still look like I'm too young to have a college-age child. But realistically, who knows?
I used to, when I was younger, say, when they'd say Mr. Jurek, I said, what are you, my dad here?
Yeah. Exactly.
I would say that. And now when they say Mr. Jurek, I wear it as a badge of honor.
You know what? And I read something the other day that said, you know, getting old is a privilege because not everybody gets there.
You betcha.
And you know what? I need to have a little attitude adjustment and maybe start thinking of things through that lens instead of through the, oh my God, I'm 41 lens.
No. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and once you do that, everything is fine because you got to realize one thing.
What?
You may be older. Not old, but older.
Right.
And the thing is, hopefully you've become wiser.
I think so.
Over the years, you know. And you don't take things as, I don't want to say serious, as flippant as a lot of the young people do. But what you do is you think things through.
You do.
They don't think things through,
no.
A lot of young ones today.
No. And I think with age comes, you know, comes the wisdom. To not, yep. Right. Yep. And I don't really care what people think of me. I mean, I can legitimately say, you know what, if you have a problem with me, I don't care.
Right.
Whereas 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, I would fixate on how do I make that better? How do I get that person to...
It doesn't make any difference.
It really doesn't.
It's just like I was in a cab this week, and he had to stop to get change for a small, you know, for a larger bill, for a small bill,
mm-hmm.
so I could have change. And he was apologizing for the fact that I was, you know, that I had to get delayed and everything else. I says, hey, I says, don't sweat it.
Exactly.
I says, so long as I get to where I'm going. And, you know, I love to listen to a lot of young guys
mm-hmm.
and women who have all these brilliant ideas.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there.
Yeah,
and the
have.
Point is this, now I sit back and I listen. And I think to myself, you'll learn.
Yeah, you'll get there.
You'll learn.
You will get there.
And life doesn't revolve around the way you think it should revolve.
It
so.
Really, really. Yeah, and you know it. What? The beauty of being, of now, I mean, I feel much more at peace
mm-hmm.
than I've ever felt. And, you know, there's been some changes in my life lately, some significant changes. And,
right.
you know, just realizing that I can be happy and I can be peaceful from the right sources of
right.
things. I don't need to constantly be on, you know, searching for
sure.
these external validations. I just, I'm peaceful. For the first time ever, probably.
And the thing is, you talk about external invalidation.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Exactly. That's exactly
this
right.
This is who I am.
Right.
You don't like it? Nobody says you got to stay.
Exactly.
That's why there are so many radio stations on the dial.
Right.
If you don't like what you're doing, go. You know, flip the dial.
You're not committed to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mom is into a retirement community now.
Oh, she is.
She is there.
Congratulations. Yeah, I know that's been a long
road to hoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got her in there, and she's all set to go.
Good. And is she happy? Is she content?
Well, she finally agreed to it because another way, not that I should know what I'm talking about, but she had another lady from the parish church that she belonged to, and this lady came over and told her what a wonderful place it is.
Oh, good.
That there's so many people from where she lived, the town she lived in.
Good.
That are over there and everything else. So she's looking good about it.
I'm so glad.
And, you know, I told her, I said, Mom, you got a brand new place over here because they repainted the whole place, whatever color she wanted.
That's lovely.
New carpeting, everything. So
that's nice. You know, I think this season in the life of a lot of elderly people can either be a really good one or it can send them downhill very quickly. And it sounds like she's in a right place to really embrace this.
But
change.
She was on that downslope.
Oh, I know.
And that was the rough thing. Speaking of downslopes, what are we doing on the show here?
Back to the show.
Yes.
Well, we're already talking about beating the winter blahs. What?
You got to register. That's why.
Oh, okay. So sign up for one of the Chicago Park District's fun fitness programs. Alan West, who is the disability specialist from the Park District, will tell you how to get started, which is good.
Yeah, he's got the nicest little German Shepherd guide dog.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, from what Brian was saying, she's red. A red German Shepherd.
Oh, beautiful.
And she came over after she, because, you know, I'm waiting.
Yes.
And she came over after the interview, and she was just all kisses and loving
baby.
And everything else. It was
so
terrific.
Sweet. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, good. That's reason enough to listen.
Absolutely.
And then we've got our special event specialist talking about the Lincoln exhibit at the Chicago History Museum and exhibitor Tara Briggs.
Yeah, she's the one who created the exhibit. Yeah,
very cool. And then I will be here with our weekly edition of Let Us Turn Up the Beat.
Yes.
That's moi. And then finally, Tom Persky and Brian will tell us all about the latest offerings in the Tools for Living store as they also discuss upcoming road shows.
Absolutely.
So that's it.
Everybody can have toasted coffee now. We're going to take a break.
Love it.
And we'll be back with Alan West. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
This is The Beacon. We'll be back after this.
Every day, PACE is helping more and more people with disabilities take control of their day.
My friends change plans a lot, which was tough because my rides had to be booked a day before. One day, I figured out how easy it was to put my wheelchair onto regular PACE buses. Since then, I haven't missed out on any pickup games. Yesterday, I had 10 rebounds.
Freedom means being able to go wherever I want, when I want. Before, things like missing an ingredient for a recipe or other unexpected errands were a real pain to figure out. Once I learned my service dog Nola was welcome aboard PACE Fix routes, we've been riding ever since.
Hi, I'm Bridget Brown. If you're anything like me, it drives you nuts when you feel like you're missing out on things. Now I make plans in the middle of the day without even thinking twice about it, thanks to the PACE Bus.
When you're ready to take control of your day, visit PACEBus.com or call 847-364-PACE. PACE. Connecting communities.
Hi, I'm Erica Borgren, Iraq veteran and director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. Our mission is to empower veterans and their families to thrive. Our agency is home to a team of veterans whose sole job is to help other veterans. But we can't do this work alone. We need Illinois veterans to stand up and be counted so we can better understand and serve our veteran community. You have already stood up to answer the call to service. Now, stand up and be counted to help the entire veteran community. Visit veterans.illinois.gov.
On the morning program here, I'm going to introduce you to a gentleman who frequently has a segment on Chris Radio. And in case a lot of you in the audience here don't know, but Chris is a radio reading service that is operated by the Chicago Lighthouse. And you can now get it online if you go to our website, www.chicagolighthouse.org, and look for the, I don't know how they've got it set up now because we've got a new setting, the way they designed our website, but you got to just look for Chris Radio. Alan, do you know, you and I have gotten together so many times, I never knew your last name.
My last name is West.
Alan West. That's it. There you go. Alan is a representative for the Chicago Park District. And let me caution this by saying Alan is a visually impaired gentleman who helps the Park District develop programs for people who have disabilities. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Bill.
You also have other credentials to share with us. You sit on the CTA ADA committee, and you've had so many numerous things you've done in the past. But let's talk a little bit about your role at the district. What encompasses the job that you have there?
Okay, I am what's a special recreation instructor with the Chicago Park District. And my role is to develop and implement programs for people with visual impairment. Sometimes that crosses over to people with physical disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, sometimes some of those, along with that, you may get some cognitive disabilities, but usually that's not considered their primary disability. So their primary disability is always visual.
Okay.
But we do end up working with others as well.
Well, I know you have a program in the martial arts. Is that designed to accommodate people who have visual impairment, too?
That is a Paralympic judo.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we do have that at a couple parks, Davis Square and Independence. Independence is more of cognitive. And also, we also forgot Horner Park. And Horner Park is working with the deafblind.
Okay.
So we started that this year, in March.
Okay. And go ahead.
And so Davis Square has been going since about 2011. And the dojo that we use, which is Menominee Judo, has proven to be extremely strong. In fact, starting Friday, one of their members, who was totally blind, it will be competing in the Paralympics. In
Rio?
Yeah.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Good for him. That sounds...
No, she's a woman.
It's a woman?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good for her.
Sarah Chong is her name.
Yep.
So
That's a natural thing. Now, what other programs do you have? Basketball, things like that? Because I know they have beatball for baseball.
Right. We're the beat baseball team in Chicago. It's not directly affiliated with the Chicago Park District.
Oh, okay.
We've played around with some of our summer camps for visually impaired people. We have a beat baseball demonstration coming up for all the VI in the Chicago public school system that will be coming up early next month. But insofar as our, right now we have, you know, a couple adult programs going on for the fall.
Sure.
We have the ceramics.
Oh.
We have water aerobics, and both of those have proven to be very popular. Since I do a lot of training in technology, I've been asked by a group on the south side that meets at Washington Park to put together some training programs for accessible technology. So we're working on getting the Wi-Fi in the park. In the park,
sure.
We do have some computers now with some speech software on them. So we'll be looking forward to doing some technology training.
When you do something like that, will it be like with JAWS training, or would you basic keyboarding, things like that, or get a little more detailed?
Okay, when we do that one, that would be JAWS training. It would also be, you know, iPad and iPhone training, or either Victor Rita Stream training.
Sure.
You know, so whatever they come with is what we'll be training people.
I love the Victor Stream.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the greatest thing.
It is.
You know, to be able to download, makes it a lot easier to download books.
It does.
From
podcast too.
Yeah, that's for sure. What do you got coming up? What other things for the fall are you looking at?
So,
do you do much in the fall, or is it more summer and spring?
Well, the park that's a busy time is a summer.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we have different programs that just, you know, come up. We come up with ideas. And so, here's a couple things that's coming up in the future. First, I'll mention the most immediate one, which is going to be on November 2nd. And this is where we're going to be, people will be able to come out. If you're visually impaired or have a physical disability, if you want to find employment, we'll be doing some mock interviews. We'll have people there to show people how to write resumes. We'll have computers there where people could go online and post resumes and look for jobs.
Sure.
So we'll do kind of a, that would be going on November 2nd and trying to get some people with disabilities employed.
Are you talking to different corporations?
Yes.
And getting them to, you know, be participants too?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
And then I can't say a lot about it. We got
a big
meeting with a lot of the people on the 19th, and then we'll go totally public with everything we're gonna
after
the 19th. The other thing we're doing, we're trying to re-implement. When I first started with the Park District, we had put together the first very successful track and field team that was totally consisted of visually impaired people.
Right.
And we took them to different tournaments. I mean, and almost everybody got gold in one area or another.
No kidding.
And so a lot of these people aged out. We had, we had a hard time beginning to find more blind people. So starting in April of this coming year, 2017, mm-hmm. we will be having some meetings, where people could come out and try out for track and field, from across the city. We'll be working in conjunction again with CPS to get these people out. Suburban people want to come in and try it out as well. They're welcome to do that. And we're hoping to put together another very successful team again, enter into some tournaments such as the National Junior Disability Championship mm-hmm. games, which is really, really huge. And so,
you answered a question I was going to say. Do you work a lot in conjunction with CPS?
On yes, we do.
Okay,
but not exclusively, because again, like for example, right now, most of my programs are adult oriented. The more current one.
Sure.
I mean, if people had the time for ceramics, for example, we used to have some kids there, but now we have to meet in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
From 1:30 to 3:30. Which makes it kind of hard for kids to get out of school.
Yeah.
So, and water aerobics is on a Friday morning, and that's for people. I think our youngest there may be in the 30s.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. That does make sense. You've got, even though we're first going into fall, I mean, we haven't even reached fall yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you already got plans heading on the drawing board for springtime and summer next year. You got anything new coming up?
Well, as I mentioned, track and field stuff. We just went through a transition where one guy left us. And so we had someone take his place, event coordinator, and he's just getting his feet wet,
mm-hmm.
learning the ropes. We're working close together and doing some training for different things. And I do want to mention one other program that's become very popular. That's actually on Tuesday evenings, and this is a fitness and swim program that for people with visual impairment and physical disabilities. And that's at Fosco Park.
And where's that? I never even heard of that one.
Fosco is actually right down the street from here, 1312 South Racine.
No kidding. Never heard of it.
And it's a very, very beautiful park. A very modern swimming pool, very clean. And the staff is absolutely wonderful over there.
Do they do training like for people like me
they
who
will.
Sink like a rock?
You will not even sing. See, and I have to tell you a story about how good that group is over there. So I had a girl call me last year, and she says, I really want to learn how to swim because I'm going to go on vacation. I want to be able to get in the ocean when I go to Aruba.
Sure.
And I don't want to sink, and I don't want to drown. So she decided grudgingly to take class. And she says, I know I won't be swimming by the time. This is in early March.
Early March, yeah.
So 2 weeks later, she called me and said, Alan, I'm swimming. And I did it independently. No one helped me or anything. This
right,
is so cool.
Right.
These guys were great. So she kept on going back, and she's going to go back this fall. She's really, really on fire with it.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the wonderful blue waters of Aruba, that's got to help make it along too,
There you go.
So, plus the weather's great too.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been with the Park District?
7 years.
Seven?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite a bit of time.
Yeah, I've been here. It started in January 2009.
And you are a true example of what someone with a visual impairment can do if they put their mind to it.
Well, you know, I mean, my attitude has always been that you go out there, you're given a job, you give it your best, and you make sure you have fun with it along the way.
Right. And you probably hit people in your family that who are supportive of you, too.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's important. That's a key. That's a key thing.
That's another story, because you interview my family, they just tell you that I'm crazy. Just like, yeah, okay, the guy has no sense. He has no sense of fear, no sense of anything.
Right, right.
He's just crazy.
He's just not, we allow him to come to our dinners when we have a party and that.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, I hope you continue on with our shows on Chris Radio.
I will.
And we'd like to have you maybe from time to time when something is needing registration early or something, do a segment for us on the Beacon, so that we can let the whole city know about it as well.
And, you know, and I just want to mention something, and I've interviewed about this before.
Sure.
It's not always that we have specific program for people with vision impairment, because you always can join other programs.
Sure.
One thing that's going on now, and this is for everybody, and it's called the Senior Games. And I did an interview about this from last year, and I did get some people with vision impairment to join this year.
Oh.
I mean, but they have all kinds of events for over a month-long period. When you win, you win medals, you win prizes, you have picnics.
Sure.
And this includes, you know, track and field, bowling, card games, pickleball. Pickleball, which is, I've never played pickleball before. And
I never heard of it.
It's not played with pickles. It's played with some kind of ball. I understand it looks something like a tennis ball, if I remember correctly, a little bit bigger.
Okay.
And it's kind of like badminton. And, you know, they have bocce, which is a...
Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but if people want to come out, if you're visually impaired, if you need a... assistance, the Park District always provides that kind of stuff. So
cool. Is there
a senior over 55 years by my next, you know, next year, make sure people remember that. And that's for any other program throughout the year. If you're visually impaired, we try to make it happen.
What number should they call?
Okay. The most common number would be the 312-742-7529. Yeah, I give this number all the time, so I'm being dyslexic right now.
Give it again.
Okay, 312-742-7529.
You know what? Don't feel bad. I do that all the time myself, that's for sure. And how about if they want to get on, if they do have the capability of having a computer, can they find it online too?
Of course, www.chicagoparkdistrict.com.
Mm-hmm.
There is a link on there for accessibility. I don't remember if it's either accessibility or adaptive recreation.
Sure, sure.
But you know, by all means, call those numbers. Call that number. Either go on the website, you'll find the information, and you could always link directly to our office too. And
trying to remember that?
The number would be 312-742.
I'll tell you what, we'll stick with 312-742-5229.
No, 7529.
Like I said, 7529.
Yeah. See, my situation is right now, I don't even have a desk phone anymore because I'm always in the field.
Yeah.
So, and I never have to really call the office unless I pull up my phone and look up somebody. So... directly. So
I understand.
Call that number. That's the main number. You will always get somebody and leave messages, and
you'll get back.
Yeah, and then you could always look online and see all kinds of numbers there as well.
Terrific.
I will also leave, if you don't mind, leave my email address with the
person. By all means.
So if people want to call me, I mean, people want to reach out to me, they can. And that's Allen, Allen.West at chicagoparkdistrict.com.
Well, terrific. Thanks for joining us this morning.
And I thank you, Bill.
A lot of valuable information. And again, it's the Park District here in Chicago that is developing these programs and has had quite a bit of success with quite a few of them. And I'm sure there's more to come, especially if Alan has anything to do with it. The show's The Beacon. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy. If your question is, how can someone who is blind enjoy the latest magazine writing and not have to pay a penny? Then the answer is, Choice Magazine Listening. Every other month, we'll send you hours of stimulating, unabridged articles, short stories, and poetry from writers such as Russell Baker, Derek Walcott, Joyce Carol Oates, Bill Moyers, and Margaret Atwood. These free special speed cassettes are sent to anyone unable to read because of physical limitations. If you're interested, write today to Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. We'll also tell you how to get the necessary free Library of Congress talking book player. So write Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. Or call 516-883-8280. That's 516-883-8280. Thank you.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
You know, we really had a taste of fall.
Oh, boy, did
this
we.
This week.
Did we ever.
And you know what? I lived in Florida, right, for 2 years?
Yes.
Oh, what a shockeroo that
I
was.
I bet. You know, yeah, this is your first fall back in a while.
This is it, yeah.
Yeah.
So my significant other decided that I was going to get all bundled up.
Okay.
The day after.
Of course.
So the day after, I had to wear a hat.
Uh-huh.
I had my scarf, my gloves, and everything else. And by the time I got downtown, you know, I didn't need a sauna or anything.
No, you were good. Because it hasn't been that cold. I mean, like mid-60s is it
cold? Yeah, absolutely.
It's so funny. There's a comic, and I might have mentioned this before, but it shows in the upper panel, shows 45 degrees in Chicago in November.
Right.
And it has the person bundled up from head to toe in like a winter beanie and a scarf and a huge parka and boots and, you know, everything. And then the bottom panel is 45 degrees in Chicago in April. And it's, I didn't screw that. 45 degrees in Chicago in April, and it has a person in tank top and shorts.
Yeah.
So same temperature, but just depending on what season we're coming out of, it's a completely different.
And going into,
So 45 degrees in November, 45 degrees in April. 45 degrees in April is like summertime.
Oh,
we
it
are
is.
Ready to go. Yeah.
You know, everybody pulls out the light jacket, you know, and everything else.
Exactly.
That's the thing. So we have got, you know, we are in the middle of a presidential campaign.
Yep.
But we have got, we had quite a few presidents from Illinois over the years.
Yeah, we have.
And one of them, and one of my favorites, is Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And Brett Shishkoff, our intern, went to the Chicago History Museum, and he had a tour of an exhibit for Lincoln.
Cool.
And it's only got a short time to run yet, but the lady was there, took him on the tour, who set up the exhibit and everything else. So he's going to tell us about that. And he, guess what?
What?
He's going to do it right now.
Hello there, everybody. This is Brett Shishkoff. I am here doing another review of what's going on around the city and what's accessible to us all. We talk on this segment about the museums, theaters, etc., that I've been able to go and check out and be able to give you guys a review of the audio description, touch tours, and today I have a tour, graphic imaging tour of the Chicago History Museum's exhibit of Lincoln's Undying Words. This exhibit goes around, it revolves around four specific speeches that Lincoln, his main speeches that he made while running in his political career. Starts with a speech that he had when he was running for the state Illinois State Senate at the time, and talks about the freedom that all men should have, and starting the talk about getting rid of slavery during that time period. So you go through, and when you get to this museum, you actually want to go to the front desk, which is relatively easy enough to get to. I took paratransit there, and I got dropped off, and they took me in, and there was a security guard, and I just asked for the front desk, and the paratransit driver actually took me right to the front desk, and from that point on, I actually met up with the people who were in charge of this tour. I kind of got a firsthand look before everybody else got a chance to see this. It actually is going to be, the official one is going to be on October 14th at 1:30 p.m. So anyone who would like to go and check this out at the Chicago History Museum is able to do so. So what they give you, part of this tour, is like an iPod, which gives you the four speeches that this exhibit is revolving around for the most part. And so they helped me navigate that while I was going through. They had a volunteer who guided me around the exhibit. And then we had two people who were speaking on the different things in this exhibit. So there was quite a few pictures or paintings of what was going on during this time. They had a picture of a debate between Lincoln and the person he was running against. They also had, during his presidential run, a picture. And basically what they do is they describe this entire picture, these pictures to you. And this was probably, for me, the highlight of their graphic imaging tour, of them going into so much detail of what they were trying to get across in these photos, paintings, what type of imagery you're trying to give off with this specific candidate. So I really enjoyed that part of it. They also had a few things you could put your hands on. They actually gave you some examples of, you know, if you wanted to put your hands in the shackles that the slaves would be in, you could put your hands in those, and so you have that opportunity to do that. They also have a replica of the carriage that Lincoln rode in as president, and kind of give you that imagery of if Lincoln was in this carriage going past you, he was just, you would be able to shake his hand. And so they were really good at trying to present these specific parts to you, and if you were in this time period. And so it really does kind of take you back in time. What really stuck out to me is listening to Lincoln's speeches. They had a voice actor who would be reading these speeches, how elegant these words are, and they had music behind it. So it gave you some chills from time to time when you were listening to it. I even teared up a little bit about how passionate he was about what he was going after. He really was fighting for both the freedom for all people and trying to keep the Union together. Unfortunately, with all of his struggles of trying to do so, we ended up getting into the Civil War, and it goes into how he tried to get the Union back into order, even while there's a war going on, trying to keep the current Union together as well. So there was a lot that it covers. It's about an hour, 10 minutes or so was how long the tour ended up being. I thoroughly enjoyed going there. The Chicago History Museum is probably one that I will be going back to again. They actually do have another graphic imaging tour. That's what they call their touch tours, and audio description there at the museums, which makes sense. Museums are a little bit different because you're not really describing something moving on screen or on stage. So it is more about telling you what these images are that you're looking at or what's going on around this museum. There were a few things you could put your hands on, which was nice. I like that touch part of it. They had a replica of what Abraham Lincoln's hands and face would look like, so you could actually feel those if you would like. Everything else there, it was easy enough to get around. They do ask that you do call ahead of time to let them know, or you can even go on their website, and they have a bunch of information, which is actually www.chicagohistory.org. And it gives you the information of what graphic imaging tours are coming up down the line. So like I said, this Lincoln's Undying Words, it will be on Friday, October 14th at 1:30 p.m. I do encourage you to call in and do these tours, because they have had a Crossroads Chicago audio description graphic imaging tour that they do as well for another exhibit there that kind of goes through the history of Chicago, a wide variety of things from music to the trade that Chicago was founded on because of us being right next to the lake, and all the lakes connect to each other, of how to be able to get back out east. So there's a lot of really cool stuff there that I encourage you all to check out. It's very, very nice that these museums are starting to offer this. This was my second experience with kind of a touch tour, graphic imaging tour. I had one a few months back at another museum that was just in its beta. So I will probably be doing a future review on that one as well. So I really, really enjoyed my time there, and I will be going back to check out the Crossroads exhibit as well. So I encourage you all to do the same, and maybe I will see you out there. Once again, this is Brett Shishkoff, and I just did a review on the Chicago History Museum, Lincoln's Undying Words, which you can check out for yourself on October 14th. At 1:30, which is a Friday, and you can go to the website www.chicagohistory.org. I will talk to you again all very, very soon.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
1.4 million people in Illinois really want to work but can't. If they get jobs, they could lose their Medicaid health coverage, and private insurance is difficult to obtain. This is the reality for people with disabilities. The Health Benefits for Workers with Disabilities program can help. HBWD is a state program that provides health insurance for working individuals with disabilities. Call 800-226-0768 or visit hbwdillinois.com. Don't let your disability keep you from working.
We should remind everybody that you hear The Beacon every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 o'clock right here on 820 WCPT. And you also can hear it on ACB Radio on Tuesdays, I believe, and Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And then the podcast that we have of it. So there is absolutely, positively no reason to say, well, I missed the show.
No excuse, peeps.
No
excuse,
that's right.
Friends.
You got more than ample
opportunity.
Serving and opportunity to be able to hear the show.
That is correct.
And you don't want to miss certain features on the show.
That is correct as well.
And one of those features is your recipe time.
Right.
And we call Let Us Turn Up the Beat.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Lainey Kleeman.
Thank you, darling. Such a lovely introduction. Well, now that we're kind of face first in fall, we are going to discuss some of the more popular beverages that people like to partake in. Exactly. You are holding up your coffee. That is exactly right. Personally, I used to be a huge fan of the Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, which is no surprise whatsoever because that's all the rage. But the reality is those drinks have just a ton of things in them that you shouldn't be drinking.
And calories, too.
Calories and sugar and artificial sweeteners and blah, blah. Yeah, like, I actually think this season or last season, they finally started putting actual pumpkin in their pumpkin spice lattes. But prior to that, it was just a syrup. And, you know, and I don't even know what all is in it. But what I like to do is to make my own. At home.
Uh-huh.
And so you know exactly what's going into it. You can modify it the way that you like to, and you save the $7 price tag.
Right, exactly. Always, yeah.
You know, that's always a clincher as well. So for this recipe, what you're going to want is one cup of milk. And I, of course, use non-dairy milk, but you can use whatever milk you prefer.
Right.
2 tablespoons of pure pumpkin puree. So that's the actual pumpkin.
Oh, I know.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
okay,
the pumpkin
yeah,
pie
right,
filling.
Right,
I mean, you could, but again, it's not as healthful as you would like it to be. So 2 tablespoons of pure pumpkin puree, 1 tablespoon of sugar. I like to use coconut sugar because, again, the coconut sugar is, it doesn't have the same effect on your body as...
Does it taste like coconut,
no,
though?
No, not at
no,
all.
Not at all.
Okay. It tastes more like brown sugar than anything.
Oh, okay.
So I like to use that as a sweetener whenever it calls for it. And then you're going to use a little bit of pumpkin pie spice, about 1/4 teaspoon, about 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract. And then you're going to do about 1/4 cup of hot espresso or strong brewed coffee. I don't have an espresso machine, so I just use the coffee.
Right.
And then you're going to have some whipped cream for serving if you like it like that. So what we're going to do here is combine the milk, the pumpkin puree, the sugar, the pumpkin spice, and vanilla in a medium microwave safe bowl. Actually, what I like to do is I like to put it in my Nutribullet blender. And you may not have a blender, and that's okay. But if you put all of those things in the blender and then blend it, it actually will look like steamed milk. It'll get real creamy and real bubbly.
Sure.
So it actually looks like latte milk. If you don't have that, then you can put all the ingredients in a microwave safe bowl, cover the bowl with plastic wrap and vent it with a small hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to microwave it until it's hot. So 1 to 2 minutes. And then you're going to whisk it vigorously. And that will puff up the milk as well. It'll get nice and foamy.
Sure, foamy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So then you put the coffee into a large mug, add the foamed milk, top with your whipped cream, and sprinkle a little more pumpkin spice, pumpkin pie spice on top of it. And voila, you've got your homemade pumpkin spice latte.
And it didn't cost you anywhere near what it would cost you if you bought
not
it outside commercially.
Not a bit. I mean, probably the most expensive thing in there is the pumpkin puree. And you know, you get a huge can of that, and you can make 72 of pumpkin spice lattes for, you know, the cost of one at your local coffee shop.
So
there you go, friends.
That's it this week.
Yeah, well, happy fall.
And you know what? We have that recipe available to you at our website and also a tweet.
We can tweet it. We can Twitter it. We can Facebook it. Just look for us on Lighthouse Beacon.
Right. And everything will be taken care
of. We'll be there.
Well, thank you very much for sharing a very nice fall beverage.
That is my pleasure. There will be another one next week, so tune in next week for another favorite.
Absolutely. I keep saying it, but we got to get a cookbook together.
I know. That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun.
That would be really, really great.
We are going to go into Tom's Corner, but first we're going to take this short break. This is The Beacon, and we will be right back.
Every day, PACE is helping more and more people with disabilities take control of their day.
My friends change plans a lot, which was tough because my rides had to be booked a day before. One day, I figured out how easy it was to put my wheelchair onto regular PACE buses. Since then, I haven't missed out on any pickup games. Yesterday, I had 10 rebounds.
Freedom means being able to go wherever I want, when I want. Before, things like missing an ingredient for a recipe or other unexpected errands were a real pain to figure out. Once I learned my service dog Nola was welcome aboard PACE Fix routes, we've been riding ever since.
Hi, I'm Bridget Brown. If you're anything like me, it drives you nuts when you feel like you're missing out on things. Now I make plans in the middle of the day without even thinking twice about it, thanks to the PACE Bus.
When you're ready to take control of your day, visit PACEBus.com or call 847-364-PACE. PACE, connecting communities.
I feel like it's all on my shoulders. How am I going to take care of my parents if they develop an eye disease like glaucoma? Glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness in African Americans and Hispanics in the United States. And what about my kids? Will they inherit it? Not to mention my risk factor. I'm really concerned and I need some answers.
Call 1-800-437-2423 or go to ahaf.org for answers, including a free brochure on glaucoma.
We're back again and almost at the end of the show.
Hello.
We know what that means, don't you?
What?
Tom Persky and
Brian Hawkins.
Brian Hawkins.
One of my favorite people on earth.
Oh, God. We're going to be hearing about what's new in the store.
Cool.
As well as the road shows.
Love it.
So without any further ado, we're going to walk halfway down the block over there and head up toward the porch and ring the bell. And Tom will let us into Tom's Corner to find out what's going on that's new and exciting in the tech world.
Everyone, it's Tom's Corner. I'm Brian Hawkins, and Tom is here to talk about standalone devices that read out loud. And there are a lot of them, aren't there?
There are. It's crazy. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing fine, doing great as we move into colder weather. But
right. Yeah, but next week's supposed to be nice, so
yeah,
Indian summer, we still have to do that.
All right.
But, you know, we've been talking a lot about the categories that we serve. We started 2 weeks ago with these small portable video magnifiers that are so popular for people with vision loss because they can go from, you know, up to 20 or 22 times the normal size, but be in a small pocket form. Then the desktop CCTVs. So the big thing, of course, is called OCR, which stands for optical character recognition. So there's a camera and a piece of software that can take a picture of a page and then take those letters and make them into real words, and then take the words and make them into speech. So that's why we call devices that read out loud. Wow. Now, there's been cameras that connect to your computer to do that, but now all the rage is a standalone device, so you don't really need to be near your computer. In fact, many of these devices are battery operated too, so you can be anywhere to be more mobile. Everything seems to be going that way. So we have one from a company called Low Vision International, Magdalink Voice, it's called. And it's a pretty neat thing. It looks kind of like a small toaster, and it's a little skinnier. And you just set your paper down, and it'll take a picture and read it out loud. There's two buttons that have settings that as you turn the dial, all the settings and menus are announced auditorily, so a totally blind person could use that very easily. What's pretty neat is it has automatic language detection. So if you were to slide your paper under there, it will detect it. And it has automatic translation also. So if you're a family that has more than one language and you might need a device like that, it's pretty unique in the marketplace.
Wow, sounds like it, yeah.
It really is, yeah. The company called HIMS, H-I-M-S, was here last week, and they have a new CCTV we talked about here called the Go Vision, and that also will take a picture and read out loud. But their kind of famous product is called the E-Bot, which we've talked about on this show. Looks like a little robot. And that does take a picture of the entire page and read out loud. The camera also is robotic and automatic, so it can point down towards your paper and then point out into the room, like for a student or whatever. And it displays the picture on a iPad. So it does not have a screen, but you can just hold your iPad in your hands and then see the words at the same time you hear the words. So that's a kind of a distinction of what we would say in these devices is some people want to see the words while they hear them.
Right.
Other people just want to listen to them. So, but the E-Bot is pretty cool in that it can do that. It can also hook to a television set if you do want to see the words. The smart reader we've talked about from Enhanced Vision is a little skinnier device, about 10 inches tall and about 2 inches wide. And it has a little camera that flips out. So you just slide your paper right up to the front of that device, takes mm-hmm. a picture and reads it out loud. And it's it can connect to any television, HDTV. And so, again, if you want to see the words and hear the words at the same time, it has that function. It's pretty quick, and it's able to do the job with so many. The Prodigy Connect 12 is kind of the most popular little device. It's a Samsung 12-inch tablet where you put your paper under the tablet, and it comes with a stand. It folds up completely flat with a little handle. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a skinny laptop. So that's totally mobile. And that tablet will run, 10 or 12 hours. So you can really take it anywhere, use it for a whole day. But it works as a full Android tablet. But the Prodigy software will allow a person with low vision to use it like a CCTV for reading and writing. And then when your eyes get tired, you just hit go. It takes a picture of the entire page and reads it out loud. And then it shows you again on the tablet in giant letters, mm-hmm. white on black or black on white, as it's reading out loud, going through, knows how to read columns, and or if you put the paper in backwards, it knows how to turn it around and so forth. So these devices are just getting more and more friendly.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
And usable for lots and lots of people. Also, Prodigy has their own little tablet. It's a 5-inch tablet that can go with you anywhere and take a picture and read things out loud. And that one is $1,295, which is kind of lower than most of the other ones mm-hmm. because it's smaller and lighter. And that hooks also to a Prodigy CCTV so that you've got, they have one called the Prodigy Duo, which gives you the small tablet and the desktop combined into two devices into one. Right. And so that's pretty cool.
And we've talked about that one as well.
Yeah. So that one is upgradable. The eBot is upgradable. This is a new trend in our field, People used to be frustrated. They'd buy something, and a year later, they'd be out of luck.
Right, it's obsolete, yeah.
Yeah, so that's another trend that we're really starting to enjoy and see happen, where things are now upgradable. You're not stuck with just one thing. So,
yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Of course, we've talked about the OrCam that you can wear it on your head, a tiny little camera that hooks to your glasses that reads out loud. The new eyes, which we've been talking about, will be coming out in 1 month with OCR capability. And the new eyes is a video head display that's $59.95. But now that it will be able to read out loud, and it's a full Android tablet that you wear on your head, a very lightweight. It weighs about the same as an iPhone 6, so it's pretty cool.
I bet, yeah.
And lightweight. There's no wires coming out of your head like the old days, so it's pretty cool.
It looks futuristic.
It is.
All right, so we have all of those things available in the store, and you'll be taking some of those items on the road with you, right?
We will. We'll be going out to... we had a great show in Glenview, which was terrific. We've got one coming up this Wednesday at the Schaumburg Township office. It's 1 Illinois Boulevard in Hoffman Estates. And we're always there from 10 in the morning till 3. It's an open house. It's free, open to the public. And come and meet our staff, Eric and Luke, Sandra and I will be there. And we'll be able to sit and talk with you, show you over 150 different products or devices, independent living aids, talking clocks, talking watches, all kinds of tablets. I'll even show you my new Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. We could talk about that sometime.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
As I learned to make phone calls on my watch like Dick Tracy. Yeah, right. We've got October 13th. We're coming up to... Palos Hills Community Center. That's again from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That's one of our favorite locations. Also later in October, the 19th, we'll be at Main Township, which is on Ballard Road in Park Ridge. the township, main township office is from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And then our fourth show in October will be the 25th, and that's going to be at the Mount Prospect Public Library, again, from 10 to 3. So we look forward to seeing all of you out there. Come and see some of the new things. We'll have the new eyes, the Orcam. We'll have all these things to show.
All right. And these are... you're winding down the road show, so folks,
yeah,
can,
one more in November, and then
that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Until next year.
Exactly.
So get them while they're hot.
All right.
He's Tom Persky. I'm Brian Hawkins, and this is The Beacon.
Well, that wraps up the 1st of October.
That's it, friends.
Yeah. Do you give out candy at Halloween time?
I do. Yes, I do. We just moved, though, and so I'm living in a condo building.
Oh, you probably won't have.
Probably not. No. Which kind of bums me out, because I think little trick-or-treaters are way too cute. But Oh, well. I'll take my kids out.
Especially little girl princesses.
Fine. They're all adorable. Just the little boys and their little... Yeah. Oh, they're so cute.
I know. We've gone out and we bought a whole big couple of bags of candy for them.
You probably live in a really good neighborhood for it, don't you?
Are you kidding? We have a school across the street.
Yeah, oh, see, look at you. Maybe we'll come over to your neighborhood and go trick-or-treat.
By all means.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be
fun. We lived on a farm when the boys were growing up.
Okay.
And we used to take the guys in the car and take them through the neighborhoods in Buffalo Grove and things like that.
Oh, Buffalo, so, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
you gotta go to the good candy neighborhoods.
Of course,
yes.
Where they spend some money on the candy.
Exactly.
Well, listen, spending some money is what Dr. Janet Slick does when she makes this show possible every week for
she
you to
hear. She renews our contract yearly.
Absolutely, and we're so grateful for it. Also, we want to thank Sandra Murillo, our associate producer on the program. Brett Shishkoff is our intern this semester around. And, of course, the assistant director of Chris Radio, Mr. Brian Hawkins.
That is correct.
Who is probably the best engineer and one of the finest talents
Human
on the
beings.
Air as well. Yes. And besides that, too. Yes.
Yes.
So that'll do it for us this week. We'll be back again next week. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
Stick around, because we have got the Mighty House Guys coming up next right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM 820. Have a great week.